is a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. One unfortunate result of our unwillingness to discuss death is that many families experiencing the loss of a loved one must then face the task of arranging a funeral. If a person has not made her wishes or his wishes clear before death, it's left up to the family to make those decisions at what already is an extremely stressful and emotional time. Joining me now, Arlington Memorial Gardens advisor Cindy Merrill and Pete Tunat and John Gay, who's the managing director with Linneman Funeral Homes. They're going to explain why pre-planning funerals is so important and how best to start that conversation with family and friends. You can call in at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. John, we'll start with you. How do you advise people to open up that conversation with their loved ones to say, we really need to talk about the fact that we're all going to die?
Well, I think it is important. It's each family needs to have that talk so that they can make decisions about what's going to be meaningful to those that are left. I think when we talk about prearranging, we kind of focus on what an individual wants. But I think it's really important to realize that a critical part of that conversation is the family and what's going to be meaningful and what will bring comfort and healing to them and to address their needs.
So how does that conversation begin, Pete?
Well, it can happen in several ways. I would say the most common way is when the death of a loved one occurs and they're not prepared. And so we have the conversation of getting things done, what we call at need in the industry versus pre-need. So when an at need situation comes, we take care of the family's needs for the deceased loved one. And then the conversation after that begins with family heritage, trying to give the family an opportunity to hear the benefits of pre-planning and having spaces or mausoleum crypts close to the loved one that just passed away. And it gives them an opportunity to talk openly about it and see what the financial benefits are along with the emotional benefits.
Cindy?
Well, to me, pre-planning is love in action. It's taking care of your family that's left proactively. It's making your last wishes known, planned and paid for so that they don't have to. There's nothing worse than trying to plan your loved one's funeral.
When do you suggest that people start this? I mean, obviously, if somebody's in their 70s or 80s, you would assume that death is closer than it is to somebody in their 40s or 50s. At what point do you think it's time to start talking about it?
I think it's appropriate when everyone is kind of ready for that. And in my own case, my own family, I had the conversation with my dad after we realized he was sick. And that opened up the occasion to discuss it. I think it is an uncomfortable thing to talk about. But frequently just bringing it up in a non-threatening family gathering sometimes, you know, starts the conversation and people begin to express themselves about that.
Cindy?
I really think it's appropriate at any age. I've asked my children, if something happened to you, do you choose cremation or full body? These are things, if you don't bring up the conversation, how would you ever know what it is that they really want? One reason I know that I'm so open about it is I had cancer at 40. Most people at 40, not unless they've had something wrong with them, really don't face their immortality like that. It just made me very open about you need to talk to all the people around you. You don't know what that evening is going to bring when you might have to be making decisions you would have never dreamed of. Just ask people. You only have to ask them once. What's your wishes?
Well, you bring up a really interesting point because you say, do you want cremation? Do you want a full body layout? Both, I guess you can even do both in some situations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the decisions you have to make? What's the first decision people should be thinking about when it comes to preparing for their death?
Well, one question I ask is, what are your desires, cremation or full body?
So that's really the first one to talk
for
about.
For me, it is, because that will take me down a direction of, if they want full body, then we talk about burial spaces in the ground. We talk about mausoleum crypts or lawn crypts. If it's cremation, you've got several options. There are niches. You can go in the, at Arlington, if you're cremated, you can go into the ground. You can even go into a mausoleum crypt along with a casket. So there's a lot of there's a lot of paths that can be taken depending on that first question.
I think from my standpoint, usually the first thing we talk about is what kind of services do they want. We kind of see cremation or burial as final disposition of the body. The two may be related, or they may be two separate occurrences. But we typically try to find out, you know, what their thoughts are, what their needs are in the way of services.
And so when people start to talk about that, are they comfortable, or is it just such an uncomfortable conversation that you have to draw them out?
Boy, it's all over. Sometimes they're very, very comfortable. They come in and they know what they want, and they're prepared to talk about it. And other times it's a lengthy conversation to try to pull out what would be appropriate.
What about cost? It seems as you do this planning, cost has to come into play. Some people have far more money that they have or are willing to spend than others do. When does the cost issue come up?
I kind of ask people right in the beginning, you know, are we trying to stay within a certain budget? Is money an issue? Of course, it's an issue for all of us, but how big of an issue is it? Is your memorialization so important to you that you'll, you know, throw out the, for whatever cost, you'll get whatever you want. And people are, they'll tell you, you know.
One of the things I try to do is, once I find out the direction they want to go, I will talk about the discounts that are available at pre-planning and show them an illustration of how much it will cost per couple or per person. And then based on their age, I'll say, you know, if you wait until the time of a loved one's death, it may double, triple, you know, the expense part of pre-planning. The benefit of the of pre-planning is quite apparent.
So with pre-planning, the cost won't go up. Once you pay for it, it's paid for. Is that correct?
At Arlington, the money, a big portion of the money that is given to us goes into a trust fund. The family's not allowed to touch it, and we are not allowed to touch it. So it's protected. It's protected from it being used for any other purpose, and it's only used at the time of death.
John?
Yeah, we in Kentucky, we have the Funeral Funding Trust of Kentucky, and we use that. And it's the same principle. The money goes into an interest-bearing account, and that helps offset any rising cost. But it does not guarantee the price.
So the price could go up at the time of burial?
It could, yes.
At Arlington, that doesn't happen.
Is that perhaps the difference between Ohio and Kentucky? Or
depends on how the funds are handled, I think, typically.
What about in terms of purchasing a casket, for example? If you pick out a casket and you have that planned and you don't die for 20 years, is that casket still going to be available? How does that work?
For us, the money is trusted, and so the interest that the trust attained pays for the difference as that casket price goes up over the years. So that person would never be charged any more money.
But is the same model of casket available? I would assume like anything, they would change over time.
It's as close as possible to what the people originally picked.
And what I tell folks is you will get this casket or something better. So it may not be the exact casket, but it'll be as good as or better.
That's what we do, too.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100. We're talking about pre-planning for your funeral or for a loved one's funeral. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 513-419-7100. Jason's calling from Middletown. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your comment or question?
I just had a comment in regards to my own parents. They're in their early 80s. Both my parents have contracted with a monastery in Indiana to build their caskets, and they wanted a simple time box, and they've given us the documentation. We just have to make a phone call when they pass away,
and my mom has laid out her exact plans, and they've been very forthcoming on what they like when their final days.
How difficult was that to get started? Was that your parents' idea, your idea?
It was strictly my parents' idea, and they came to us, my sister and I, and it was probably more difficult for us than it was for them because they're sitting there talking about their death, something that we didn't want to breach with them, and they had already done it. They bought their plot in a cemetery, and they're embracing it. They realize it's going to happen, and my mom said they want to make it as easy as possible on us.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your story, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our number is 513-419-7100. Tim's calling from Middletown. Hi, Tim. Tim, would you like to share your story? Tim is apparently still on the line, but we can't hear him. Tim, if you want to call back, that'd be great. Apparently, his wife had planned her funeral. 513-419-7100 is our phone number if you have a question or a comment as we talk about funeral planning today. There are a lot of things to think about with the funeral. We've talked about whether it's cremation or a full body layout. We've talked about caskets. Can you get as detailed as how much visitation you're going to have, when that visitation will be, all of that information?
Absolutely. We talk about all that. And it's also not written in stone. Sometimes families will change their mind between the time that we originally prearranged, and that's easy enough to change. It's not a problem.
Who's allowed to change that? If the person that made the plans is the person that died and their children decide maybe we'd like to see this differently at the time for whatever reason, are they allowed to change that?
The children, the next of kin, whoever that is, the legal next of kin, they are indeed able to change prearrangements.
What about when it comes to a service? I know that in some churches, for example, you can plan out your service, the music you want, all of those sorts of things. Is that something that you work with them with, or do they go to their place of worship? How does that work?
One of the things that we provide families is a booklet called the Emergency Record Guide. And one of the more important pages is memorial instructions. And when I give a presentation of that book, I go through that thoroughly and say, you know, these are some of the things that people don't think about and that you can plan these. And although we do have a signature line at the bottom of the page that someone can say, yes, this is what my wishes are, he's right. A next of kin can certainly change that.
So none of it is truly set in stone. Can they change whether it's a cremation or a full body layout?
Yeah.
So any of that?
At Arlington, it would be difficult to change things because things are, when a person comes in and buys a vault and a casket and a memorial marker for their spouse, the trust is set up in that person's name. And if that person is still living and a family friend or another family member is in a car accident, the person that it's trusted in has to sign it over to you for someone else. But if that person is trusted and that individual dies, if the family chooses to go cremation instead of full body, they're not, you know, the expense has already been paid for to have the casket.
So they don't get a refund in that instance, but they can still change their mind in that regard, if they chose.
If money wasn't an issue, they can change their mind.
Yeah, Linneman Funeral Home, we will change. We can change whatever.
We did have a call from Caroline. She says, what if someone in Cincinnati does all their pre-planning and prepays and then moves to another city? What happens then?
Well, I don't know about Ohio law. I know in Kentucky the trust is portable. So it would just be moved to wherever.
Any state? So it doesn't have to just be in Kentucky?
No.
So they can't do it. What about with
Arlington? Belongs to the ICFFA. I think I have those initials right. Basically, we belong to an association that if a person moves more than 75 miles away, item for item, dollar for dollar, it can be transferred to another cemetery.
So you shouldn't worry about pre-planning because, gosh, you know, you're 40 and your career might take you to another city. It still makes sense.
Absolutely.
To do
exactly.
Some of that work ahead of time. Yep. If you have a question or a comment, 513-419-7100. Steven's calling from Edgewood. Hi, Steven. What's your question?
Hi there. I just actually more of a comment. I think the best way in, at least with my family, has been talking about organ donation and wishes. And then that kind of the conversation happens naturally after that.
And you did that, and it sort of, did you have this conversation
It started out as a much more comfortable conversation because you weren't really talking about, the final wishes as much as you were talking about, something that was hopefully more in a giving nature, and how you can kind of preserve life and keep moving forward with, the gift of life to others. And I think that that helps kind of start the whole, then what would we do next?
And so, and that just, this was with your parents, or who did you have the conversation with?
I'm sorry, yes, parents, mm-hmm. Yes. And so it helped us understand more about what their wishes were and how we could best respect those while, making plans for what we would do in such a time.
Well, thanks so much for your call. That's a good suggestion. We appreciate it, Stephen.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. Bill's calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Bill. Bill?
Yes, hello.
Yes, what's your question, please?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm wondering if there's any opportunity for natural burial, either in Greater Cincinnati or anywhere in the state of Ohio.
In Ohio. So we'll talk to our Ohio folks. Do you know?
Describe what you mean by natural.
Just placed in the ground without a casket, without embalming.
Well, I know that at Arlington, you do not have to be embalmed, but there is a park requirement that a vault and a casket is necessary. Now, are there other cemeteries that allow that? I'm not aware of them.
Do you know of any?
No. John? And are you speaking about a green burial? Is that what you're referring to?
I think so. Perhaps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What exactly a green
burial is, but in northern Kentucky, we don't have any cemeteries that will accommodate a green burial.
And that's sort of a situation where it would just be natural in terms of there would not be putting any foreign objects into the ground that would not decay.
A casket that is biodegradable, no vault, no embalming, and that's kind of it, yeah.
I guess not in this area, Bill. Thank you so much for your call. Take care. Our phone number, 513-419-7100. Tim from Middletown. Hi, Tim.
Hello there.
Hi, what's your comment?
Well,
Tim?
Are you there?
Yes, please go ahead. What's your question?
Tim's having... several years ago, my wife was diagnosed with an always fatal kind of cancer. And because she had pretty strong opinions about how the funeral and all those things should be, she did all of her own arranging and included family members in the process, but she made sure that she was going to have things her way, right down to the flowers that were going to be part of it and who was going to say what and the service and everything. So she basically took that burden off of everybody else.
How was that for you?
It was great. It's my intention to do exactly the same thing. And I would really strongly suggest everybody give serious thought to doing that so you get what you want.
I want to know if you could go on some sales calls with me. you'd be great to convince other people.
Tim, thank you so much for your call. Yes, go ahead. Did you have something else? Okay, thank you.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. 513-419-7100 is our phone number. Emily's calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Emily. What's your question?
Hi there. I'm wondering what the laws are about ash scattering in lakes and rivers.
Are you allowed to scatter ashes over lakes and rivers?
We actually at Arlington have a water scattering in our lake, a service, so we can do it there.
But that's a private lake within the property?
Yeah.
Does anybody know about public waterways?
Typically, parks and things discourage that. I know a lot of golf courses have... restrictions against that. I also know there's a whole lot of sand traps that have cremains in them. But I would say if it's private land, you can do whatever you want. But when you get into the public parks and rivers and lakes, that's subject to each location.
What I tell families is that the purpose of funeral homes and cemeteries is basically comes down to two things. One is to remember and to be remembered. And if I told my daughter to take my cremains and toss them in the river, They're really, she knows where my cremains reside, but her children, grandchildren, generations to come have no idea. And if they want to remember, then the choice is pretty obvious that a licensed cemetery would be the best place to go, so you would be remembered.
I always tell families when they start talking about scattering, I always at least bring up that very point, that once they're gone, and there is some value to having a place to go and remember.
Again, our number is 513-419-7100. Faye's calling from Walton. Hi, Faye, what's your question?
Well, my husband and I just recently did our prepaid funeral. I did mine quite a while back. But I was under the impression that whatever the price we paid, that was it. It wouldn't go up for anything.
Do you want to answer that,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, sure. Faye, it really depends on the funeral home. And each funeral home has their own policy about that. I don't know very many funeral homes, at least the ones I know, that do guarantee, but there are some that will.
We are able to guarantee that the prices will not go up. We're just set up different. We're set up as a non-for-profit, so it's just our companies are set up differently.
I guess the.
Am I allowed to say which funeral home it was?
I'm not sure. I think that'd probably be inappropriate for us to answer that. But I would recommend if you have any concern about that, that you contact that funeral home.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure they'd be able to answer that question thoroughly for you. I would assume if they told you the prices were not going to change, that they meant it. But it would certainly be worth a phone call just to make sure.
Worth a phone call. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Faye. We appreciate your call. 513-419-7100. We're talking about pre-planning your funeral with Arlington Memorial Garden advisors Cindy Merrill and Pete Tunat and John Gay, who's the managing director with Linneman Funeral Homes. Dave's calling from Madisonville. Hi, Dave. What's your question?
I had a comment follow-up on Bill's question about a native cemetery earlier. I know of one in Stark County, Ohio. It's a northern county, and it's tied in with an organization called the Wilderness Center. A low number of bodies that they allow per acre. I think it has to be hand-dug, and pine box is usually the norm. So I just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you.
So that is in Ohio then. You said Stark County?
Yes, I believe so.
Very good. Dave, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Carl is calling from Cummingsville. Hi, Carl.
Hello. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to make a brief comment. I've heard lots of discussion today about alternative ways of dealing with body after somebody has passed, and my father's a retired physician, and he remembered that when he was in medical school, some of the cadavers that they had to work with were somewhat suspect, and so he's left his body to a medical school in Indiana, and I just thought that would be an interesting way for people to think of disposing of themselves after they're gone.
Now, is that something that the funeral homes work with at all when people do that? Do you prepare a mm-hmm. service or anything, John?
Well, we can do a memorial service. You know, we do obviously help with the transportation to medical school. But a lot of people do bequeath their body. We see that on a regular basis.
Well, thank you so much for that suggestion. We certainly appreciate it. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. We're talking with Mary now from Westwood. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, my question ties into the last caller's question. If you do donate your body to science, like the University of Cincinnati or something, and how long do the family members get to sit with that body before the body needs to be removed after death?
We'll typically allow you to stay as long as you like within reason. I mean,
are those bodies still embalmed?
No.
No.
Well, they are at medical school.
At the medical school, but it doesn't hurt the body to sit with the family can sit there for as long as they need.
They can sit, yeah, absolutely.
One comment that I'd like to make is when I meet with a family that says, "Well, I'm just donating my body to science. I don't need to do anything." The one thing that families need to know is that at some point in the future, that mm-hmm. they're going to be contacted that here are the cremains of your loved one, and there's still an effort. There still will be a need to find a place for those cremains to rest
Do not the medical schools, I've gotten certainly a number of press releases where they have a big ceremony at the end
yes.
of each, And don't they take care of the
There are a different, like in northern Kentucky, St. Mary's has a section, I believe, for medical school cremains to be buried. I know Spring Grove has a an area that they will do that.
Mary, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. We now have Mary, another person calling, Mary from Northern Kentucky. Oh, I think I got rid of the wrong Mary. Mary, call back if you can, and we will get your call on. I apologize for hanging up on you. I didn't mean to do that. 513-419-7100 is our phone number as we're talking about pre-planning for funerals. What does this mean in terms of emotions? I mean, I have to say my dad died suddenly when he was 55, and we were running around trying to find a plot and a gravestone. My mom saw that and pre-planned for her own funeral. And it's a very different situation. Do you find that it does help emotionally to have that done, or do people like to have the opportunity to choose those things at the time?
Well, I think it, if you think about it, when you were running around trying to find things for your dad, it probably took a whole day, if not more, of your time to get those things done. And if it's pre-planned, you could have had that day with your family and just grieve together and done the things. Your day would have been completely different. I'm sure trying to pick out his casket and things like that was incredibly emotionally hard for you. And the people that have pre-planned, it's enormously different. I'm not saying that it takes anything away from their grief. Their grief is their grief, and it's their heart is hurting. But they don't have to go do all these.
Well, you can even have the gravestone at the cemetery with your names on it and everything except the death date. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely. I think I've had people actually tell me that doing a pre-arrangement was a gift to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've never had family members of a deceased person go, "Oh, darn, I wish Mom and Dad wouldn't have pre-planned." It's always gratitude.
And financially, I assume it's always helpful, especially if a person ends up in a nursing home.
Right.
Those funeral
yeah.
expenses can be paid for in advance of that kind of care, too.
And the other thing that I tell people is if you're pre-planning, you will purchase with your head, with common sense logic. When you, the day of the loss of a loved one, you're buying with your heart.
We're out of time. I hate to say it, but we may have to have y'all back because it seems a lot of people have a lot of questions, and we really, I think, just scratched the surface of a very important topic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to our program today. We've been talking about pre-planning your funeral. My guest, Arlington Memorial Gardens advisor Cindy Merrill and Pete Tunat, and John Gay, managing director with Linneman Funeral Homes. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Bruce Ellis. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.